Fashion and lifestyle correspondent Jonathan Calixto is here to talk about his part on MTV's newest Snapchat docuseries, Long Distance Relationship, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, Charlotte. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Long Distance Relationship.
So Long Distance Relationship is a digital docuseries from MTV that's actually showing on the Snapchat platform. And so it is produced by Hop Production, and it basically follows four different couples that are in long-distance relationships. And it just highlights kind of the different struggles that they all go through. And myself and my boyfriend, Brandon, were both on the show as well. And it was like a 15-minute kind of episode. But you kind of get to see like the struggle that we're dealing with while being long-distance and trying to like balance our careers and our love life as well.
How did you get involved?
I saw a tweet that MTV was casting for a show about long-distance relationships, and me and my partner, we were going on to our 2 years of being together and being long-distance, so I kind of sent to him, he is a forensic scientist, so he's very out of this industry or world, I would say, but he was actually very excited to possibly, like, participate in it, so we sent in our, like, love story, in a sense, and then from there, yeah, we just went to a bunch of different rounds of casting, and we got told we were going to be on it.
What do you hope to accomplish with the series?
Being part of the series Long Distance Relationship, I think it was very important for myself and my partner, Brandon, who is in Manassas, Virginia, and myself, I'm in New York. It was important for us to highlight our love story. And I think add that to highlight a gay love story. I think it was important that we don't see a lot of those stories being highlighted on TV or any kind of digital platforms as much. And it was just to say, like, hey, we go through the same things that any other couple would go through, and we were hoping that with this opportunity, we can also break some misconceptions. We're both at our points in our lives where our career comes first, and unfortunately, the love is kind of secondary to that, but this is our way of dealing with it and hopefully coming to a place where we can have both, and we should be able to have both, and it shouldn't be a choice between one or the other.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
With my work, I am a fashion and lifestyle correspondent, and I have an influencer platform as well on Instagram, and it's important that I'm able to share my work and continue to grow. I would love to one day be able to host something like an entertainment show. Not saying I'm coming for your job, Ryan Seacrest, but you know, something like that platform, and be able to grow and just work on TV projects and be able to just showcase, hopefully one day, that, you know, a person who is part of the LGBT culture and is a Latino can be on TV and can accomplish so many things, also giving back to his community.
You live in New York. How are you dealing with social distancing and stay-home orders?
It's honestly been such a culture shock. I think being born and raised in New York, I'm so used to like getting on the train, being on the go, and to just see it be so quiet has been a whole new perspective on life in general. And so, I mean, I'm just doing my best to stay home. I only go out when it's time to get groceries. I have a roommate as well. So it's good to be with someone here, in a sense, where we can both be able to communicate and chat and not feel so alone. But yeah, I'm just trying to stay productive as possible. A way of looking at this as a positive is that for us who can be home, like who are able to, you know, stay in the comfort of our homes or work from home, like it's just being able to stay productive and work on those side projects that we may be pushed to the side for so long.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with the coronavirus pandemic?
I think this is honestly such a good question. It's so important. I think it's just when you're a teenager, it's hard enough. And then when you have to go through like gender identities or figuring out yourself, I think it can add a whole other weight just being a teenager in general. So I would say for this time, like since we have to be home, obviously to be safe, there's a lot of online groups. I've been reading a lot about, there's like groups like called Gender Spectrum or like Believe Out Loud, and just in general, a bunch of other things that if you research, they're holding like live streams or webinars. And I think if anything, this is an important time where if you can, you know, or feel somewhat safe at home, that you're able to go on the internet and look for these support groups that, you know, you may not have been able to connect with these people around the world in general. So I think being able to look for those platforms or opportunities online that you can connect with these people, I think it's a good way to find that support group. And then also, I think they're taking this time to really find out about what self-love means, whether that means picking up a book or reading just things that will help you feel more empowered, so that hopefully once when this is all over and we get to like our new normal, you can feel a lot more confident and a lot more ready to deal with, obviously, the things that come up in life just day to day, and dealing with like sexuality as well.
How can people get information about you and also about Wrong Distance Relationship?
So if people want to definitely check out the show, you can just go on the Snapchat app and just type in search Wrong Distance Relationship. And if you subscribe to the channel, you'll be able to watch a new episode. It airs every Tuesday on the platform. And so then about myself, if you just on any social media platform, if you just type in This Is Jay Cali, which is T-H-I-S-I-S-J-C-A-L-I. You can definitely follow me on my Instagram specifically, do a lot of like fashion content, also lifestyle content. And I also have a website, which is thisisjcali.com. And yeah, you can email me and I'm happy to always chat and stay connected.
What other projects are you working on?
Obviously, while being at home, I'm trying to stay as productive as possible, as mentioned. And one of the projects that I'm currently working on is with Bella Magazine. As I mentioned, I'm a fashion and lifestyle correspondent. So part of that is being with Bella Magazine. And so we developed a new show and a new series called Bella Make It Work. And over the past couple of weeks, just seeing how COVID-19 has spread and how it has affected so many people, especially also in the professional aspect, whether it was people getting unemployed or seeing a lot of brands shift their efforts, I just thought it was important to highlight those voices. You know, it's an opportunity to talk with people and brand owners about the reality that is COVID-19, but also mention that story of survival and hope, in hopes to be able to inspire other people that, you know, while we may experience something very weird and out of the norm for us during this time, that you can still maybe find something to make a positive and turn that into a success story while you're at home. So that's currently what I'm working on with Bella Magazine. And then on the side of that as well, part of my experience is also I know how to do some like social media work. So I'm also working with nonprofit organizations to kind of just help out during this time and helping them shift their efforts to more social media platforms and kind of get their message across to other people.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, you know, I would say, I know this is like a very simple answer to that, but I think it would be for people to ask, how can we collaborate? I think a lot of times, whether it is when people approach my Instagram, they might have a misconception of like, oh my God, it's all very glitz and glam, or there's a certain perspective to what people can think about it. But I think people sometimes are afraid or intimidated to ask, how can we work together? And people fail sometimes to know that in my backstory, like, I have PR experience. I started as a styling assistant, and then I've gone on to do social media campaigns and marketing projects. So, you know, I'm always happy and willing to work with people and collaborate on new projects, new ideas. Obviously, some of the things that are important to me and I highlight on my platform are the work for LGBT and youth, you know, and being able to work with a lot of centers in New York City, and then also being able to touch on my roots of being Peruvian American and how my culture is really influential in my life now.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. So I am currently reading More Than Enough by Elaine Volteroth. And inside her book, she has this one quote right when you're like starting the book. And it goes, if I didn't define myself for myself, I would be crunched into other people's fantasies for me and eaten alive. And that quote is by Audre Lorde. And I know it sounds a little bit intense, that quote, but I think what it has made me reflect on, especially this time while being home, is that the most important part of being able to share your light and having it be authentic is to be able to find that self-love, find, you know, that passion within you and claiming your own space. And so I think that quote just for me really resonates right now, because I'm taking this time to really work on myself and to really put out there what I want my truth and my light to be for everyone to be able to see.